Be'ezrat Hashem, we begin Perek Shein, the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Talmud Torah, the laws of learning Torah in the Sefer Mada, Book of Knowledge, which in this Perek we continue regarding the laws of learning Torah, specifically as relates to the little children, the little kindlech, Tenoikos Shel Bes Rabban, as Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the teachers of the children. Meshivim Malamdei Tenoikos, we place the school teachers, B'chol Medina in every single country, B'chol Pelech, Pelech in every single region, U'b'chol Ibriya in every single city. Any city that does not have the school children learning Torah, machrim in the anshei ir, we make a ban on the people of the city until they place the school teachers. And if they don't place school teachers, machrivim es ir. According to some gisors, it's machrimin, but it's they destroy the city, so to speak. Because the world cannot stand but on the breath of the mouths of the young school children. Halacha beis. Machnis mes hatinikis leslamed, we bring in the children to learn Torah into the schools, keben sheish, keben sheba, whether age 6 or 7, lefi kreich haben, according to the strength of the son, ubinaguf, and according to the structure of his body. But apachis meben sheish, younger than the age of 6, imachnis mes, we don't bring him yet into school. Now, umak leisim hamalamed, the teacher could hit them, lahatal aleim, ema, to place on them this awe. But in if it doesn't hit them, the hitting of an enemy, musar zari, a cruel type of rebuke. He shouldn't hit them not with a rod, not with sticks, with a small strap. It's the concept, not in anger. He sits and he teaches them all day long, and some of the night. And the reason is to train them that one learns at day and also at night time. The children should not stop their learning at all, ever. Except on before Shabbos and before Yom Tovim at the end of the day, so they should still be having school on those days. And on obviously on the holiday themselves, meaning on the Yom Tov, but on Shabbos in Kar Metchila, there they don't initially for the first time read something, learn something that they never had done before that, because that's a lot of effort and it's overburdening on the Shabbos. Of a Shin Berishin, but they can review for the first time what they had done before on Shabbos. The aim of Atmat Tanakh is we don't stop the children from learning Torah of even for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Halacha Gimel, Malamarat Tanakh is we teach the children. The one who teaches the children, if he leaves the children, he goes out to take care of something. Or he does some other business while he's there with them in class. Or he's negligent in teaching them. It is a bachlal, he's included what the pasuk says in Yirmiyah. Cursed is the one who does God's work deceitfully. Because he has a great responsibility behind him, he's being distracted with other things. It's not appropriate to hire and make a teacher. Someone who has fear of God. More licorice is quick to read for them. Uledactic, and that's very precise in the grammar. Because again, he's teaching these children the future of their Talmud Torah. Halacha Dalet. Umisha in Leisha. Now, someone who is not married to a wife, lo yalamad tenekes, should not be teaching the young children. Because the mothers come to their children to pick them up from school, and it's not appropriate for the single guy to be there then. So too, a woman should not teach young children, because their fathers will come to their sons, and it would be inappropriate to be there with those fathers. Halacha continues regarding the class size. 25 children should be learning by one teacher. If there was more than 25, all the way up until the 40, then they have to make another assistant to help out with the learning. If the class size is more than 40, then you have to already make two separate teachers for those boys. Halacha above, regarding the most ideal type of class instruction, you could take and transfer a child from one teacher to another teacher, who is quicker than him, meaning that's better than the first teacher, whether regarding reading, whether with grammar. When do we say this? So both teachers were in the same city, and there was no river separating between them. But from one city to another city, or from one side of the river to the other side, even if it's in the same city, then you don't transfer that child, unless there was a strong structure over the river, meaning a good bridge, binyan she'en ador lipo b'mehira, a structure that's not quick, that's not appropriate to fall down quickly, only then would it be safe enough to have the child go to that other teacher. Halacha zayin, now echad memnei mavi, someone from the same alleyway, which there were many different homes open up into the courtyard, and the courtyard opened up into alleyway, and alleyway opened up into the Rishas Rabbim. Shebikish l'asim alamed, he wanted to become a school teacher. Afele echad memnei hachatzar, even someone from the same courtyard as him, his neighbors cannot protest, which usually is making a balagan, people are coming and going and noise and parking, whatever. Neighbors cannot protest because, again, how important is this of the having a school teacher? So too, if a teacher of young children, there's already a malamed in town. His friend comes along, and he opens up his school to teach children right next to him. So that other children should come to him. It's also, even to get the children from his school to come right next to his, right next door. He cannot protest against him with a claim of, what do you mean? You're being masigvul. You're bordering on stealing my profession. Shenemekan says in the pasuk Yeshaya, Hashem chafetz, Hashem desires lamad tzidko for his righteousness, yagdol teira veyadim, increasing teira and making it mighty because of the competition between them will increase the students and the level of learning. Because of what's called kinasay from Tar B'chachma, the envy of the scribes will actually increase the wisdom. Although generally it's a problem about being master gvul, you're not supposed to go and open up a profession next to someone else. In the case of Talmud Torah for Malam de Tanakis, we don't say that, and a person is allowed to open up in that neighborhood, is allowed to open up even if there's another school teacher, so that then increases the level of scholarship amongst the children.